Welcome to the Voices Podcast, where every conversation is rooted in our shared African heritage. I'm Aisha Moyo, and today we're diving into something truly transformational, the Pan-Africa Network. You've probably heard the saying, we're not outnumbered, we're out-organized. Well, this platform is all about changing that narrative, providing us with the tools to organize, connect, and thrive. Honestly, it's not just another social network. It's more like a digital heartbeat for African people worldwide. The Pan-Africa Network, or PAN, is Black-owned and Black-operated, and I mean every part of it. No hidden corporate strings, no ads interrupting your experience. It's an authentic space of for and by Africans. Think of it as a hub where you can learn, collaborate, and build with our global family. From the continent to the diaspora, PAN is about bridging the divides that slavery and colonization left behind. At its core, the network is rooted in Pan-Africanism. Now, if you're wondering what that actually means, it's simple. Pan-Africanism is the belief that our collective strength lies in working together, across borders, across continents, to uplift our people. The idea is, if we want real change that addresses the damage of our shared past, it's going to take all of us, every single one. And PAN is more than just a community. It reflects this spirit of unity. It's designed to celebrate and preserve our shared heritage while creating opportunities for real-world collaboration. I mean, how powerful is it to think of a space where conversations turn into actions, and actions into impact? This isn't just about connecting us digitally. It's about fostering tangible growth and mutual empowerment. And that's what excites me the most. The prospect of seeing African people and communities worldwide amplify their voices, pool their resources, and actually transform lives, not just virtually, but in reality. Now, one of the things that makes PAN so unique is its invitation-only model. And I know for some of you, that might sound a little exclusive at first, but it's actually designed to create a safe, intentional space, a space where African voices can flourish without interference. You know, it's not about keeping people out, but more about bringing the right people in, people who are invested in positive change and collective action. And what sets it apart even more? It's African-centric through and through. PAN is built on our values, our ideas, our sensibilities. And get this, it's fully independent, no corporate sponsorships, no selling out our data. Like, that level of commitment to integrity and self-reliance is revolutionary in today's digital landscape. It's not just a network, it's a movement. What's so powerful about PAN is its focus on real-world impact. This isn't just about scrolling through posts or liking memes. Nope. It's designed as a tool for action, social, political, and economic action. It's for organizing grassroots projects, creating solutions, and building institutions that uplift our communities. It's the kind of platform that encourages us to go beyond talk and actually do the work. And Malcolm X said it best, "We are not outnumbered. We're out-organized." That's the energy behind PAN. It's about bringing us together strategically so that our collective strength, our creativity, our talent, our resources can be put to good use. It's about doing more, being more, and showing the world what we're capable of when we join forces. Honestly, just imagining what that could lead to is so exciting. You see, PAN isn't just a platform, it's a strategy for progress. It's built to empower African voices and to turn those voices into power, power to influence, to build, to thrive. So, let's talk about this beta phase because I think it's such a crucial step in building something truly meaningful. I mean, this isn't just about launching a platform and hoping it works. No. This is about inviting visionaries, just like you. People who are deeply connected to the Pan-African mission and giving you the space to help shape it. Through the beta phase, early adopters get to engage with the platform firsthand, explore its features, and then provide real feedback. This isn't just about creating a community. It's about making sure it's the right community, one that reflects who we are and what we need. It's a chance to ensure that the Pan-Africa Network isn't just a digital space, but a tool for empowerment that genuinely works for African people worldwide. And here's what I love most. It's not just technical adjustments we're talking about here. It's about creating a space where we can learn from each other, where cultural exchanges aren't just an idea, but a daily reality. Imagine logging in and seeing stories, innovations, and solutions spanning African communities from Johannesburg to Kingston to Chicago. That's the energy we're working to build here. This isn't just about connection for connection's sake. It's about knowledge sharing, uplifting one another, and aligning our energies toward progress. Knowledge is power, but when that knowledge is shared within a dedicated community, it becomes unstoppable. It lays the foundation for real-world impact, socially, politically, economically. That's what the Pan-Africa Network is offering us. Tools to amplify our voices and turn ideas into action. The vision here is big. We're talking about creating vibrant virtual communities that aren't just reflections of African identity, but active players in the socio-political and economic realities of our people. And it all begins with collective feedback and collaboration. With your voices steering this journey, there's no limit to where Pan can take us. And that's all for today, family. Thank you for joining me on this conversation about the Pan-Africa Network and how we're reimagining what it means to be connected as African people. I'm Aisha Moyo, and this is the Voices Podcast. Until next time, be bold, be proud, and be part of the solution. On that note, we'll see you next time.